Now we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It's 9:49, talking with Dr. Stephen Higgs, the director of the BRI here at Kansas State University. And we talk to you here now as we turn into a new year. And this time of year is time for some maintenance at the BRI, right?
That's right. So we've got about a third of the facility shut down at the moment. I've got about 38 phenomenal employees at the BRI, highly skilled, highly motivated, and what we do is we sequentially shut down parts of the BRI for preventive maintenance. That's filter changes and all sorts of testing. Very, very, very complicated, and it takes a lot of coordination. We coordinate with outside companies, with contractors often from outside the state, and so we're undergoing that at the moment. It enables us to carefully coordinate all of the people coming in, maintaining that safe, secure environment, which is, you know, the first thought of everything we do every day. And so we closed down about the middle of November, that area, and we'll be opening up in 1st of February. And, you know, I say this every year, Brandon. I tell my boss, the vice president for research, I tell the president, we've got more studies than ever. And it's like, just how much can we do? So this year, we're planning for 30 studies. Now, in terms of going back to the preventive maintenance, one of the nice things we've been able to do is we've been able to offer opportunities for USDA employees who are ultimately going to go to NBAF to train with us. So they're shadowing some of our employees, they're watching the procedures. So we're actually very happy that we can work with the USDA so that when NBAF opens, we will have made that contribution and helped to train their employees. And my employees have engaged very enthusiastically with the USDA and have welcomed them with open arms, and they're watching us do what we do to make NBAF safe and secure as well.
Wonderful. That's great to hear.
And, you know, going back to those 30 projects, so this is in the livestock area. We've got a couple on yellow fever. We've actually got 9 on SARS-CoV-2. I was looking at some of those projects this morning. All sorts of different animal species. I think we got goats for the first time planned. And then you mentioned African swine fever. Of those 30 projects, we've actually got 14 on African swine fever this year. We were the first non-government facility ever to be approved to work with African swine fever and with several other pathogens as well. So sort of groundbreaking research on that on a daily basis almost.
We have Robert standing by. Robert has a question or a comment. Let's go to the line. Good morning.
Thank you for all your efforts. Besides those items, I hope that you're planning an expansion with State 2025 plan. You know, there's so many other agricultural involved threats. We have the deer wasting problem. It's probably a price instead of a bacteria or a virus, which is also a threat to the hunters that eat the deer, or as the deer wander around through the livestock in the state of Kansas and other states. And they're telling me now down in the Caribbean there's a tick with an African virus that will decimate the livestock if it gets into the United States. Well, that tick could come with migratory waterfowl, any kind of flying, migrating birds. Having been down in Florida and watched the customs go through the vegetables in the big containers at the Port of Miami, they're doing what they can, but they're only looking at the part where the doors open and they don't dig all the way through the container. And those kinds of problems coming in from the Caribbean, we've had all kinds of agricultural, horticultural people bringing crops in from the Caribbean on their private boats to their homes on the canals there in Fort Lauderdale, and you find all kinds of things when you look around. I'm glad that you're here trying to protect us. It looks like it might be an onslaught now. Thank you.
Yep, those are all great points, Robert. I really appreciate those comments. And like I said to Brandon, you do what you can. The U.S. government does what it can to look, but you can't look everywhere all of the time.
And of course, African swine fever has been very well noted here for a long time, the last couple of years at least that I've been here. And it almost feels like it's not a if but when, you know, and hopefully that won't happen. But
yeah. I wake up with my fingers crossed every day, almost figuratively speaking, that we won't get that in. But it's getting closer and closer, as it were. Mm-hmm. And you know, Robert mentioned chronic wasting disease, and I hate to go back to COVID, you know, but we've done studies on SARS-CoV-2 in deer, and there's been a number of states now. Texas just did a report where a reasonable proportion of their deer, based on sampling of hunter-taken carcasses, are COVID positive. And I don't think anybody knows how on earth those deer are getting infected and whether they are a threat to hunters or not. That's a mystery. It's fascinating.
That's first I've heard of that.
Yeah. How are those deer in the wild getting infected? No idea. That's a joke. Right.
Well, we've got just a few minutes left here. Is there anything else you want to highlight here from the BRI?
I'm just thinking. I don't think so, Brandon. We've got, like I say, projects lined up like crazy. I did see a K-State announcement the other day that we've got yet another corporation, Tonix Pharmaceuticals, supporting research on Robert DeLong, an associate professor in nanotechnology, looking at techniques to stabilize vaccines. So we've got all sorts of angles covered here at K-State by multiple departments, moving the knowledge forward so that we can combat these diseases that are threatening us.
Very cool. Well, it's always good to get an update here. I might just bring up discussing on air before. We've got a lot of old stuff here in the studio. We've got old programs, old radio equipment in here, and I heard Mitch, one of our sports guys yesterday, mention our board here from like 1975 on this side of the glass. You collect microscopes.
I do, yeah. I don't know how many I've got, which is a bad sign in a collector of anything, isn't it? But yeah, I've got some beautiful brass microscopes in my office. I've got all sorts of microscopes outside. I've got about 50 or 60 outside of my office, and probably 20 or so microscopes going back to the late 1800s.
Oh my gosh.
And I had a representative of a modern Japanese microscope company trying to sell me a microscope a few years ago, and he was looking at these brass microscopes, and he said, you know, I've got my testing equipment here, can I have a look through one of those? And about 2 hours later he came and sort of shamefully said, you know what, I can't sell you a lens that is better, an objective lens that is better than the one that you've got on this 1895 microscope. Yeah.
Wow.
They're just a fascination for me of how in that day and age they were produced with such precision.
Yeah. Well, things were made with such better quality, it seems like, back then, and you just can't get it these days.
No. Hey, but you've got 1970s equipment here or whatever it is, Brandon, doing a pretty good job.
It works. It does the job. It's probably not the best board, but it does the job.
Yeah. Look how we put man on the moon with equipment like that we would look back now.
Dave has a lot of old stuff, I'm sure, in his collection as well.
I am old stuff.
Of course, he collects trains. That's his big deal.
And dust.
Trains and dust.
I got trains and bobbleheads and Hot Wheels and old radios. Records.
Oh, right. Okay. And, yeah, your family will be looking on eBay like they look on eBay.
My family. When I go, they're going to be so mad at me.
Oh, me and you both, Dave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've never looked for a secondhand microscope before or an antique microphone, so.
Oh, eBay. It's amazing what you can find on eBay.
Trust me, I know. Hey, good to have you back in and live and in spirit.
Yeah, thanks very much. Hey, it was my birthday yesterday, and
did I not have it in the book?
I don't think so. I listen to you every day. But you know what I wanted for my birthday was a little digital radio so that I could listen to K-Man without losing the reception all the time.
Yeah. Did you get one?
Of course I did. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thanks to my wife.
Well, that's good stuff right there. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Have a good day.
Bye.